Amen.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Count them one by one. Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so on the schedule. Well, actually, before I say that, now quick announcement, there are books on the back table. So grab one, rent them, or does it say rent?
Read.
Oh, read. Sorry, does it look like rent? I'm like, rent, isn't that like a Bible Presbyterian? Anyway, read them and then give them away. So books that are in the library and designed to share with others. Okay? Upcoming events. Next Saturday is men's breakfast.
Yay.
Yay. Amen. Guess who's coming? You'll never guess. That yay hi doesn't like hugs.
Kim Earhart.
Pastor Kim Earhart from Plains, Montana, one of our dear family friends.
Likes pie.
Bring your breakfast pie. I have another announcement, which you're not going to like very much. Also next weekend, spring forward daylight savings time. It'll be really nice Sunday night, though. Right? We'll appreciate it then. And then a couple announcements for later in the month. We have Lord's Table. We celebrate that on a Tuesday, that special day. And then on that next, the following Wednesday, which will be the 24th, and the following, which is the 31st, we are not having our Wednesday night service either of those weeks. So, yeah. Yes. Okay. Put it on your calendar. Okay, I have two missionary letters I want to try to get through today. So one is from the Klein family. These are our missionaries to the Mapuche people in Argentina and Chile. Let's see, so this is their recap from fourth quarter 2020. What a blessing this year has been. I realize that many people have had hardships during 2020, but God has poured out his abundant blessing on our family and our ministry. Says, I love that phrase, but God, says I could fill these pages with how blessed we've been. Here are just a few unexpected blessings. They were gifted a motorhome for a very low price, and they were used it to travel twice from Oregon to Texas for different conferences and meetings last year. They have a new supporting church in Oregon. They had the privilege of filling in for pastors. They were given the largest offering they'd ever received in their ministry. This one was neat. It says, we were remembered and blessed by a family that we had not seen in several years and did not realize they even thought of us. We need to be praying for our missionaries and then letting you know that we're praying for them.
Yeah, that's good.
We spent more time with our family than ever. The Klein family has a very large family. It says, spending Thanksgiving with 6 of our 7 children and their families. And they were, at the time that this was written, they were currently awaiting the birth of their 7th grandchildren, and it'll be the first time they'd actually been able to be in the presence of their child, the grandchild as it was being born. So that was exciting for them. Their most important prayer request right now would be for wisdom, they say. Society's in turmoil, it's uncertain what will happen next, but we know that God knows what is next. So there are, I don't know if they're still stateside, I'm going to guess that they still are. This one, I try to usually summarize these. This one, I actually want to read the whole thing. This is from our missionaries in Uganda, the Huckabee family, and they are still also stateside, so we need to keep them in prayer. This is written February 24th. Greetings. It has been an eventful few months in so many ways. Our pastor's procedure, and this is the pastor that's in the United States. This is her, I believe this is her father, Pastor Spilger. He had had a heart attack, and so it said, our pastor's procedure went well. Thank you for praying. Pastor Spilger was cleared by his doctor, and it appears there are no permanent damage to his heart. God was very gracious. Shortly before Christmas, everybody in our church, pastor included, contracted China virus. I'm quoting his letter. It swept through the whole church in about a week. Pastor Spilger got very sick and had to be hospitalized. He has recovered and come home, but his illness in juxtaposition with his heart attack has made him very weak. So we and others are sharing the ministry duties while he works on getting his strength and his voice back. He has asked me to stay in America until the end of May while he recovers. I have agreed. We are very anxious to get back to the field, but our church needs us for a bit longer. I will be teaching Sunday school, visiting the families of some of our Victory Club kids, and providing pulpit fill as necessary. We are also preparing material to teach our church people in Uganda when we return. Now listen to this. This is something that we don't hear, probably. I appreciate his honesty with us, and he's been honest with us. Additionally, During the lengthy lockdown, we observed that some of our children were having a much harder time adapting to America than we realized. His kids were raised in Uganda. Some things happened to us on the mission field that had lasting effects on them, greater than any of us knew. We have been working with them to get them counseling. Our pastor has advised us to use this time to continue working with our children, so when we return to Uganda in May, they are better established and settled. I made a promise before I ever became a missionary that I would never sacrifice my children for the ministry. I have seen too many preachers and missionaries' kids utterly self-destruct because their parents were focused on ministry to their detriment. Missionary kids seem to have a particular problem with this. Our pastor does not want this to happen to us or our children. So in addition to needing me to remain and assist, our pastor is counseling us to remain and make sure our kids are okay before we go back. They are making good progress. Pray for them. We are staying through this semester, which they are again doing remotely with COVID restrictions at PCC. I think they go to Pensacola, a Christian college. Pray for us. This has been a very unusual interlude in our ministry, but I am confident it will all work out for the best. Our desire is longevity on the mission field, and we are confident the steps we are taking with our children will contribute toward this goal. Thank you for your patience with us. And that's from James Huckabee, our missionary to Uganda.
He always has good letters.
Yeah.
He's a good man. Amen. All the missionary letters have emails on them that you can communicate to the missionary. It means a lot to them if you just drop them a line, tell them you're praying for them.